just returned from our spring break mission trip, and we are excited to share with you this morning. Let's worship together.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Oh, hero.
Oh, hero.
Faithfully each day. Let's say it. Remain standing. I'm excited to welcome out one of our student choir members, Joshua Hamner, and he's going to share a little bit about what we experienced this week.
As Matt said, my name is Joshua Hamner, and this was my sixth and final choir tour. I would like to thank Matt Sloma for creating a place where this choir can glorify God on mission. Because through these choir tours, yes. These choir tours truly have taught me the meaning of worship and the importance of unity, and he set an example of how to follow God's will in the most difficult circumstances. I will hold this choir tour close to my heart because I got to see God move. I got to see God move in ways that I will always remember. I personally experienced and witnessed God drawing close to us in the most discouraging circumstances. When we had to cancel a service project because a third of our choir was down with a stomach bug, we did not lie down complacently, but we gathered together in prayer to thank God for rest and to give us eyes to see where He was moving. Another blessing of this choir tour was seeing everybody committed to prayer before each concert. We would form prayer circles in the pews, on the risers, or anywhere we could find to ask God to prepare the hearts of the audience. This choir tour has impacted my relationships with my fellow choir members by allowing me to pursue God alongside them, especially at the Salvation Army, which was after that day of rest, because that prayer time that we were able to have energized us to go above and beyond in the service projects. We accomplished everything they had for us to do and more because we were focused on why we were there and thankful for the opportunity to serve. One of the things that has encouraged me about this choir tour is how the choir has bonded as believers. We have become a group that can encourage each other, have a good time at the right times, wherever we go. I strongly encourage you to be a part of this choir in any way that you can so that it can bless you as it has blessed me. Because the Lord's hand is on this ministry, and I firmly believe that if we continue with open hearts of worship, that He will continue to bless and use us to proclaim His name wherever He leads.
Thank you, Josh. You know, that's the testimony of many of our choir members. God moved in a mighty way this week. We all could feel your prayers, and we thank you for your generosity so that we can go out on mission and share Christ's love and share the gospel. Let's sing about that gospel today. Sing it with me, church. What is our hope?
What is our hope in life? Sin and death will be destroyed, and we will.
Come on, church, give the Lord praise. You know, this is always a great week for our church. You know, so many things happening during spring break. This is our high school choir. If you're new to Whitesburg Baptist Church or you're a guest for the time today, maybe online, each year at spring break, our high school choir goes on a mission trip. They've been in Florida serving so faithfully, and they're going to lead us in worship today. And not only have they been out on mission, we've got a team actually on their way back. Pray for them. That have been in Rochester, New York, serving with a church plant that we partner with, True North Church. They're driving back all the way from Rochester, New York today. And then we, just the other day, we had a team that served with a partner ministry here in the city called Shower Up, and we helped minister to the homeless in our community. Aren't you glad to be a part of church that is on the go and faithfully ministering to the needs of others and the gospel? I know a few weeks ago we shared with you about the generosity in our church and how we are trying to help those that are suffering with what's happening in Ukraine. And I got an email from Pastor Florin in Romania, and I wanted to share a bit with you about that. He said, "Dear Daryl, I'm sending updated news about the refugees. More and more are coming. A lot of them are in transit, but since the last week we have people who decided to stay in Romania. We have around 50 on longer term that we help every day with accommodations, food, and because they're coming with just a small bag, we're helping them with everything else they need. Every week, we drive 2 times to the northern border for many hours, driving vans that are filled with food, and then we come back with vans filled with people. We're hearing story after story that are unbelievable for us to think about at this time. One lady that came was crying all the time, and we didn't know what was going on. She told us how she saw hundreds of tanks coming in their way, and after she saw a neighboring village destroyed by these tanks, she fled in a hurry with just a bag. She was afraid. She cried the entire 850 kilometers drive. It was hard to even talk to her. She was afraid of everything, every noise. We receive people from Donetsk. They say their homes are destroyed and they have nothing to go home to. We're trying to find them jobs and integrate their children in schools, and everyone has their story. The people in Romania are afraid that the same thing may happen here. But we trust God and we continue to help these people. We know that God will help us. Please continue to pray for the Ukrainian people and for us also. Thank you for being with us in this ministry." Thank you, church, for being a generous people. You know, every week when we talk about giving as an act of worship, and today when you give, whether it's electronically, whether you give online, or whether you drop your offering in the mail, or you give it in the offering boxes before you leave today, every week, you ought to be faithful in your stewardship because you're helping send kids on mission trips. You're sending teams to Rochester, New York. You're sending support to local ministries. You're helping these ministries continue. And you and I are being a part of a greater work for the glory of God, ministering to people literally around the world. I want us to pray for those folks. We're going to continue in our worship. But today, it's a little unusual. It's not our normal service. It's being led by our student high school choir. And I want to tell you, these kids are filled with the Lord, and they love Jesus, and you are going to be blessed. So let's pray about that. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you that your word is true, and your grace is abundant and more than sufficient. I pray this morning, God, that your Holy Spirit will have freedom to move and work in each and every one of our lives. Use this worship gathering to bring you the praise and glory that you deserve. And let our giving be an example of generosity because of an overflow of gratitude in our hearts. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
the Lord, come bless the Lord, draw near to worship Christ the Lord, and bless His name, His holy name, declaring He is good. Come bless the Lord, come bless the Lord, draw near to worship Christ the Lord, and bless His name, His holy name, declaring He is good.
Oh, that men would praise Him. Oh, that men. Say this with us. Oh Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, oh Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. Selah.
God the Father, and to God the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, three in one.
Glory be to God the Father, and to God the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Sing alleluia.
Oh, sing alleluia.
Alleluia.
Oh, sing alleluia.
Glory be to God the Father.
All creatures of our God and King.
Pray to God the Son.
Alleluia.
Glory Son. Glory to the Holy Spirit. Glory, glory.
Things. It is a great and wondrous thing to think about the creativity of God. Out of nothing but his own imagination sprang forth the majesty of the heavens, billions of galaxies bursting with energy, uniqueness, and wonder.
The creativity of God goes from the massive declaration of his glory in the heavens to the simple beauty of the changing of the seasons, the complexities in the design of molecules and atomic structure. It is remarkable to think that from the same mind came forth the light of the heavens and the depth of the oceans.
We praise a wonderfully creative God. It is from his creativity that we gain the ability to do and create remarkable things, to sing, dance, create music that reflects pictures of his glory, his love, and his grace.
This ability to create allows us to bring glory to our God through joyous innovation and brilliant creativity. You see, just as our God is so imaginative in his creation, we too can be loud and creative with our worship.
you stand up and let's sing this together. Seated.
Christ died to bring everyone into the fold, to make the guilty innocent, the needy to be filled, the broken to be made whole, and the dead to be brought to life. When Mary and Martha were mourning the death of their brother Lazarus, they cried to Jesus.
Lord, if only you had been here, you could have stopped our brother from dying.
Mary and Martha had lost their hope, and their situation seemed impossible. But then the impossible happened, and Jesus commanded, "Remove the stone. Lazarus, come forth from the grave."
What a surprise that must have been. What a spectacular turn of events. Lazarus, who was dead and decaying, was brought to life again. This shows us that Christ uses the most impossible means, the most incredible miracles, and the most wondrous of ways to bring us new life.
He brings in the lowly, the outcast, the unwanted, the dead and decaying into his arms and welcomes us into his family. You and I are welcomed into the fold, into the Father's house. Here there is no shame or hiding, and we who were dead are now made alive.
Get lost in my mistakes. It looks to me like weakness is a canvas for your strength. My story isn't over, my story's just begun. Failure won't define me, that's what my father does. Failure won't define me, that's what my father does. Oh, lay your burdens down. Oh, here in the Father's house, check your shame at the door, 'cause it ain't welcome anymore. Oh, you're in the Father's house. Arrival's not the end game, the journey's where you are. You never wanted perfect, you just wanted my heart. And the story isn't over if the story isn't good, 'cause failure's never final when the Father's in the room.
Exchange that Christ has made possible for us, because we who were guilty sin, because we who were guilty can be called righteous, innocent, and redeemed. All of our sin and shame was washed away, cleansed by the innocent power of Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
brilliant sustainer. I come before you with no plea of innocence that is mine own, but only by the blood of the true innocent, Christ Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross where you exchanged your innocent life for my guilty and unworthy one. Lord, forgive me for the times when I have sought to make my own majesty great. Forgive me for the times when I am selfish and unkind. Forgive me for the times when I would choose sin rather than my Savior. I love you, Lord, and I want to know you more deeply. I pray that you will lead me to want more of you and your grace. Thank you for your mercy. I praise you for this opportunity of salvation and glorify your name alone. Amen.
that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. Speak this with me, congregation. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we who are writing these things, so that our joy may be complete, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of a chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across that great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Chains free my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, with the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved.
And life has no end. For I have
darkness into glorious light.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of mine. Glory to His name.
This morning, these students have desired to lead us to this very moment where worship is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're reminded this morning that were it not for His abundance of grace towards us and mercy and kindness, not any one of us would have any hope. Do you agree with this? This morning, whether you're online or you're in person, we fall into one of two categories. Either we are lost in our sin and separated from a holy God in desperate need of saving from ourselves, or we have experienced the grace and mercy of God and need to be reminded of all that Christ has done. Paul writes to the church in Rome, and he says in Romans 5, verse 6, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God, He demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." Now, I want to ask you this morning the most important question that you could ever be asked in your life. Do you know beyond any doubt that you have repented and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? And through faith, you have received the very grace of God because Jesus died in your place on the cross and He rose from the dead that you might have everlasting life. Do you know this? And if you're online and you'd like to speak with the online pastor, you can just simply get into the chat feature and he'll do that right now with you. If you're here in this room this morning, you're a child, you're an adult, you're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy and a girl, a boy or a girl, and you ask yourself the question, am I a Christian? Do I know Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord? And the Spirit of God says no. Then maybe this morning you want to come to this altar in a moment and take one of the pastors by the hand and say, "Pastor Darrell, Pastor Philip, whoever it is, I'd like to know Jesus today. I'd like to know that He's removed all my sin and I've been forgiven." For those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior and you know that you belong to Him, Maybe there's another kind of decision that the Lord is reminding you to make today. Maybe you need to be like the teenage girl in our first service that followed Jesus in obedience by being baptized. Is that you? Do you need to be baptized? Have you been baptized by immersion after you were converted and trusted Jesus as Savior? Maybe you've been coming to this church for a while and you've said, you know, today I need to join this church. You can come. Maybe this altar needs to be filled with children of God who simply say, I just want to pray and seek the face of God. I'm going to pray for you. And whatever the Spirit of God is leading you to do this morning, I want to ask you to respond in obedience to Him. We're going to sing a very simple song. You know this song. We call it our invitation. We're inviting you, wherever you are, to come and respond to the Spirit of the Lord. Father God, I pray that your Spirit will have freedom to move. That, Lord, you will stir our hearts. And, Lord, for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every individual, that they will hear your voice and that, God, we will respond to you. And, Lord Jesus, that you will have your way in our hearts and lives. Help us, God. Hallelujah. What a Savior. I pray in Jesus' name. Let's sing and you come right now. Don't wait.
Man of sorrows,
person too far. There's nothing that anyone has ever done that the arm of God's salvation cannot reach. Aren't you glad He is a saving, redeeming, reaching, loving Savior? People are praying at the altar. People are being counseled. Is the Spirit of God speaking to you? I want you to come. Let's sing that one more time, Matt. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Let's sing it.
Man of sorrows, what a name.
Anybody want to shout hallelujah, what a Savior this morning? He is glorious and good and gracious. This morning, as people are praying, you take all the time you want at the altar. We want you to feel the freedom to do that. I just want to say a word of appreciation to our youth choir, our high school youth choir, to Matt and all the adult leaders. Have they not done a stellar job leading us this morning? And we praise God and we thank God. You know, we ought to be a church that rejoices when people feel the call of God to the altar to pray and seek the face of God. Amen? Amen? And as they continue, there's one more song they're going to sing. You don't want to sit down for this. You just celebrate as we minister to those that are here. Pastors, you come and help me minister to these folks. Matt, lead us in this next song.
If you have been in the choir in the past 17 years, come on up. You know what we're doing. We're going to sing the gospel story of Jesus Christ.